Testing.
Yes, I can hear you. You can hear me, right?
Yep.
So you know what that means, right?
Time for showdown.
All right, summer is starting to wind down. We're starting to see those ads for back to school savings at Target and Walmart, which always annoys me on. Even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm former warden of Shawshank Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah. Let's go. You're writing something down. You were supposed to come prepared, and this is what happens.
Well, I wanted to make sure I had this quote right.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's your quote, you have to guess.
All right, well, I'm going to open up a rock star. How are you doing this week?
You're a rock star. Pretty good. How are you doing?
Wait a minute. Were you trying to sing a Smash Mouth song?
Whoops.
I didn't say hit the microphone, did I?
No. How's it go? You're a rock star. Get your game on. Let's play. I don't know how it goes.
First of all, the song is called All Star.
All Star. You're an all star, but you could say you're a rock star.
No, not really. I think it's in there. It's in the lyrics.
Okay.
Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid, I think is how it goes.
All that sparkles is gold.
Glitters.
Glitters is gold.
Only shooting.
Stars get old. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So we have gotten all of our lawn work done in the front lawn.
The landscaping. Yes, the front and
both sides. Tell them about the landscaping.
Oh, it looks really good. Lots of rocks, pretty river rocks, and they're all different colored, and some big ones, and some stepping stones.
So they put in this mesh moss thing, almost like a tarp. It's supposed to keep the weeds from coming up through
right.
the rocks.
Then you put the rocks
in. You try to, you know, cover up the fact that you have this tarp thing underneath, right?
Yeah, and then you have to have holes for the plants to come through.
So we have some yucca plants.
And it's like 100 degrees out.
What are some of the names of these plants over here?
We've got some yuccas, some...
There was a little spruce put in, right?
Right. It's really pretty spruce. I hope it makes it. Well, like we said, we're having a drought here in Kansas, and we just go on water rationing Monday.
So what we did was we have put in plants that don't require a lot of water.
Yeah, but we have to keep them alive, so
now,
I don't know
what
we're going
to do. Now, I'm seeing some of them bloom. I'm seeing some flowers in some of them.
Daylilies are blooming.
Okay.
And some other, like, I'm not sure what it's called.
Well, it's weird that you paid for this stuff and you don't know what any of
this is. Well, I've been studying about them, so I'm learning.
I think that we're going to attract lizards. Like, we're going to end up getting geckos sunning on our rocks.
I don't think we have
Nobody
Kansas.
Else has these rocks in the neighborhood, right?
And, yeah, but this is the style. This is the fashion.
The style?
Really cool, yeah. It looks good.
And we're waiting for a guy to show up to tape. They call it mud and tape, right? And he's going to fix cracks in the house.
Uh-huh, so we can finish. We're painting it ourselves. We, as in my husband's painting it.
But you like to,
I like to
get
call
credit
us
in
we.
There somehow, right?
We need to do this and we need to do that. But it's really him. But
yeah, kind of is the case, right?
Yeah, I help some.
Shake and bake and I helped.
I helped and I feed him while he, I fuel him while he paints.
Oh, is that the way we look at it?
I guess so. I help
okay.
as much as
so
I can.
So when do they get started with the deck stuff?
They're supposed to start next week. Build us a deck and a pergola on top. Should be nice. I hope.
Oh, well. And you already
got the furniture for it.
Where'd you put that stuff anyway?
It's in storage.
Okay, because I hadn't seen it. Yeah.
Big boxes of
sure hope you got
furniture.
That on sale, but you waited before Prime Week and everybody was competing with that. So you
we
just
didn't
bought
get it
stuff
on sale.
Right away.
We bought really high quality stuff, but it doesn't go on sale. So.
Oh, you're pretty sure it doesn't. Okay.
We've been watching.
Well, you know what? I thought I would expose you to some more music.
I like music.
Remember how the other week I played you a song from this Boney M. Ma Baker?
Yeah. It,
just for a refresher here.
What
okay?
a name.
Just for a refresher, we...
Baker, put your hands in the air
Give me all your money. Now look, if you put your hands in the air.
Get your hands in the air like you don't care.
Put your hands in the air and give me all your money.
You can't do both.
You can't really comply with both, can
nope,
you?
Nope, you can't.
Get on the ground, hands behind your head, hands in the air, hands behind your head. You know, it's
get your hands in your pockets and give me all your money.
So this is Ma Baker. And I kind of wanted you to listen to it a little bit more. I think it's pretty catchy. All their stuff's pretty catchy. Now, I told you I'd seen this documentary about Milli Vanilli, and the guy that put together Milli Vanilli put together this group.
Oh, okay.
And he actually is the singer. He's this German guy. He's white. But he has, like, all these black people in his groups, and then because they're cool, I guess, in Europe. So the guy that looks like he's singing here isn't actually singing. You can kind of hear some German accent sort of thing.
Well, you can tell that the ones singing background are...
Are what? You can tell what?
And what do they call them? Ma Baker? That sounds like they're from the United States.
Well,
they want to be United States.
She was the meanest cat in old Chicago town.
Oh, okay.
I guess
yeah,
this
right.
is like a, you know, Al Capone era type gangster robbery thing. Okay, so that's Ma Baker. This song's called Daddy Cool. Have you heard any of this before?
I don't think so. How'd you find this stuff?
This stuff's old.
Older than me?
I think this might be in a commercial. The next one I'm going to play for you definitely gets in commercials.
Sounds like disco music.
I think that's the idea, yeah.
I may have danced to it back in the day.
You think you danced?
I did dance. To dance.
All right, this next one's called Sunny, okay? Maybe you'll recognize this one.
Okay.
Are you recognizing it?
No.
I think you will. Anything?
Well, it's definitely disco music. I recognize that. But yeah, I recognize it. Sunny.
I said that the title was Sunny, and then you recognize it as soon as they said the title.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that's weird, right?
Is this Bob? Is this the same group?
Yeah, this is Boney M.
Huh.
Now, this one, I don't think the guy is singing on so much.
So this is a German group.
Yes. I think they use the term music project or something when it's not really a group. It's more like it's all a production thing, and they have like dancers and presented as singers in a sense. I think
right.
they call it a music project when they do that sort of thing. Don't you think so?
Probably.
All right.
But
so what
although
do you,
some hip hop is like that.
What
too,
do you think of me so. Introducing you to music on the pod instead of maybe on the grocery ride when you're complaining? I don't want to listen to music right now.
Well, I'm always afraid a police car is going to come whizzing through the light.
Whizzing.
I don't hear it.
Okay. Yeah, whizzing through.
I'm fine with talking about music a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, I think that maybe it's time for us to get into the news.
What's new today?
We know the Olympics is rigged.
No, it's not. We've been
Simone
watching it.
Biles got the gold medal. Everybody saw that coming. I hate the fact that she was hyped up for this when we have a defending champion on the U.S. team that the media does not mention. It's Simone Biles and the U.S. gymnastics team, not Suni Lee.
Yeah, that's a shame. She doesn't get enough
She gets
coverage.
no mention, and she actually lands her jumps, but they... Simone Biles has found a way to game the system. I'll just go up there and play for a 15, and everybody else is over here playing for a 14. And I can, you know, hop around and do the splits and not land correctly at all, take a 10-foot leap backwards, and still get more points than them.
Because so she's doing harder things.
That's not the way this should go.
Skills.
That's not... Look, Evil Knievel.
Make the old rules?
Evil Knievel can get across the fountains at Caesar's Palace, but I kind of think the landing's important.
Yes.
Well, that's Simone Biles for you. So she's getting a ton of credit for not really doing the work. It doesn't matter what she does anywhere else, as long as she does an additional flip more than anybody, then they just say, well, I guess she did the best. This would not pass in the NBA slam dunk competition. It doesn't matter if you jump over the Kia Sorento while the mascot's doing the 360 and holding the ball in the air if the ball doesn't go in the hoop.
Well,
that's what she does.
A little hop. She has so much momentum going. She does a little hop at the end. It's a Simone Biles hop.
You know, I think she got away with this because Russia's not involved. The Russians are not in it.
Are they not in the Olympics at all?
I don't think so. And they may not even been in the last one.
Well, they got in trouble for doping. I know that. But I thought that's kind of weird that they're not coming to the Olympics at all.
I think it goes beyond that. Maybe it's a suspension for a doping thing or performance-enhancing drugs. You know, they call those PEDs, right?
Couldn't be with anything like attacking Ukraine.
It might be because of that. That's what I'm kind of thinking. Sort of like, well, if we think you instigated a war, you may not be invited.
Yeah, we may not invite you to play.
That might be how that goes.
I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
So what else is new today?
Then they've got all the gals swimming. And the swimming thing bothers me because that would be a tough sport to practice just because it'd get boring.
The swimmers have to practice a lot.
Well, you have to be concerned about not dying because you're in the water, right?
Well, they swim so good, they're not going to die.
Yeah,
so.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's not like jogging where you go, well, I'll just take a rest for a second. Oh, I have to keep floating above the dirt, right? That's not a thing. You can't really rest when you're in the middle of a pool. See what I'm saying?
I guess.
But they also, they can't listen to music.
They listen to music before they start going.
They can't, you just hear a bunch of water running by your face, right? And you can't really keep your eyes trained on much of anything. You can look down, right? But then they have some of those swims where they have to like turn their head sideways all the time, so you don't really have much to look at.
Well, it goes really fast.
And you go really slow.
Swimming is quite a sport, really.
You're trying really, really hard to get through water, and some grandma can walk by on, you know, with her walker with the tennis balls on it at about your speed. And then you're an Olympian, right?
Yeah. How good a swimmer are you?
No one's that good at swimming. No human is good enough at swimming for this to be a real event.
Okay.
That's what I say. What other sports do they got going? Hey, you know what? They actually have a different basketball.
Yeah, they do. I saw it this morning. It's like 3-on-3.
3-on-3 basketball.
Which is pretty fun.
I don't understand why LeBron James isn't in that one.
Oh, you don't?
They got a bunch of guys that used to be in the NBA. Now they play in China and they represent the U.S. How come they can't? There are surely some guys in the NBA that could have done this, right?
I would think. That's kind of weird.
Caitlin Clark gets shot down for getting on the U.S. women's team, right? Why couldn't they put her on the 3x3 team?
That would have been good.
People would have really watched that. I don't understand this.
I don't either.
Now, they do have weird rules. Your two-pointers are now worth 1 point. And your three-pointers are worth 2 points.
So it's a different
rules. And the first team to, I can't remember if it's 20 or 21 points wins.
Hmm.
Or leading after 10 minutes. So it's very short games.
Oh, so I just go out, you're out.
This is a new event. Well, it came in on the 2021 / the 2020 Olympics of 2021 in Tokyo. So it was introduced there. So it's a team, I guess they call it 3x3. It says 3x3.
Another really fast one is, seems like the fencing goes pretty fast too.
Yeah, because like it seemed like as soon as the opening ceremony was over, we heard about a fencing gold medalist, right?
Yeah.
So they just, I guess once you get poked, then they just move on to the next person.
I think
then
so.
There you go, right?
Yes, I think you're out once you get poked.
In tennis, I don't know if he's won today or not, but Novak Djokovic, you know who he is?
Yeah, I watched him some today too.
Well, he was in the semifinals. Did he win?
He was winning when I saw him. I think he won. I'm
so
sure he did.
So here's the problem for him. The guy who had already advanced through the through his semifinals and is in the finals, he just beat him at like Wimbledon. And I think he might have beat him twice. He's a young kid. I think he's 21, named Carlos. He's already got 4 Grand Slams. He's on a good pace here. It would kind of be a shame if he beat Novak Djokovic, hadn't gotten a gold medal in the Olympics, but he has the most Grand Slam wins in tennis.
I bet she's going to get a gold medal.
There's an age discrepancy here on him. I think he's got like 16 years on this kid.
Oh, that's the deal. We've got people like, some people are 30s or even more than 30-year-old running against somebody that's like 17. There's a big difference in a 17-year-old body
and an average viewer. We put a lot of emphasis on the gold medal at the Olympics, but a lot of these people competing at the individual stuff seem to care more about national or like world championship of the year. Because they think, oh, somebody could be injured during the Olympic time or whatever. It's not the end-all, be-all for them. There are people who have gotten, like, gold medal in tennis, but not won any Grand Slams. And then, you know, ideally, if you won a bunch of Grand Slams, it might look bad if you hadn't won a gold medal, right?
Right. I was really surprised that used to be.
Really surprised.
The pros in the United States didn't go to the Olympics.
Right, but I think that there was a basketball team, like 88, American basketball team got beat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, forget that. They got guys that are basically their pros, so we're going to put our pros over there. And now you almost can't tell what sports are they having pros in it or not, right?
So tennis has pros. Anything that has a pro is a pro sport are sending their pros over there.
I'm assuming the skateboarders are the pro skateboarders.
I don't know if there's pro skateboarders.
Have you seen the shooting thing where they get out these little air pistol things?
No, I haven't seen that.
And they put on these funny goggles. Everybody dresses bizarre. They dress like video game characters.
Seriously.
And they have special frames they put over their eye, and it's like a shutter. And then they have an iris thing. It's a mechanical shutter, I think they call it. So it's like a real tiny hole over here that kind of makes the area darker so you can see the gun sight in sharp focus. Fine tune it.
What's this called?
I don't know. It's one of their shooting things. You see these people with pistols. They must have a rule that you can only use one hand, because usually you go to the gun range, you see people holding two hands, right?
I think they teach you're supposed to shoot with two hands.
But these people are like pointing like this. And
that's weird.
Maybe that's the style they use in other countries. But there was a guy, I think he might have been from Turkey, and he was an older guy, and he, I don't know if he medaled or got gold, but he liked to brag that he didn't need any of the fancy eyewear or technology assistant sort of stuff. He just naturally steady hand or whatever.
Wow. So, I haven't seen that one. I'll have to see that one.
Yeah, that's one of the I don't know what else they call it, shooting stuff, right?
I know in the Winter Olympics, there's a where you ski, like you cross country ski, and then you have to get down and shoot. And there's a name for that.
Which I don't understand how they came up with that.
Triathlon? I don't know.
I don't understand how they came up with that as an event.
I don't either, but I liked it. I like it.
How come they can't do the shooting while skiing?
You can't run and shoot.
You could shoot and snowboard or something, right?
Well, I guess, not very good.
Then you got a moving target. It would be way more exciting that way.
I don't know.
Now, maybe for spectators, you'd not want people around so
out
much.
There, yeah. You might not be quite as accurate.
But sometimes they really crowd the area when things are dangerous at things, right? Like, oh, well, it's hockey. We got to have the glass to have the nets. But if we're driving through a desert and making really tight turns, let's just have people lined up on the side of the road and they never get crashed into.
Oh, I bet they do. There's probably people get killed all the time.
It's probably socially acceptable as long as there's no camera to get it, you know? Like in the magazine, 19 people died. Okay. But as long as there's not video of everybody seeing the crash, it can't be that bad, right?
They all come in, they've all got this blood splatter all over their cars.
Well, there was a crash. Yeah, I can't remember where it was. It was the 24 hours of Le Mans thing. So I think it was in France. Is that where that is?
I think so.
And this was in the 50s, and a Mercedes flew into the crowd and killed 90 people. It was a lot. Okay?
Is that when were they racing through the streets? Thing?
No, this is an actual course.
Oh, that happens sometimes.
And a very super expensive, I think it's like sold as the most expensive car, Mercedes SLR. went into the stand. It blew up, killed a ton of people. Okay.
Man.
I think they continued the race.
I think they do. I don't think they stopped it.
However, there was a country that exited motorsports until about a year ago. Like, because that crash was so horrific, we've banned all car stuff, all car sports activities. Wow. And it was like Sweden or somebody, or Norway or somebody like that. And only a year ago did they legalize racing again in any capacity. So that's something for you to know.
But, you know, people want to see. They put up like some plexiglass or something. But still, I mean, that's not going to stop a car barreling towards you. So,
no, well, they have a lot of other safety stuff these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some good news. You got a pretty fun gig coming up.
Next week I'm just going to tell some stories about school.
You're going to do stand up?
To a school. Yeah. Some teachers are getting a bit of a pep talk from me to kick off the new school year. So
this, I hate to say it, but I think this is going to be a hard audience to do stand up to.
Well, only because it's at like 8 a.m.
and they're sober as all get out, and they
that
don't
doesn't
know.
Matter. No, the part that bothers me is the 8 a.m. part.
8 a.m, they're very sober, and they don't know each other. They're all, you know, it's like an orientation, so they're all strangers.
No, I think they know each other. It's not every teacher in the school district can't be brand new.
This is just like for the new teachers.
No, it's got to be more than that. Some of the veterans. At any rate, I think it'll be fun. I've got a lot of fun stories to tell about, you know, being raised poor in Oklahoma.
Well, you did go. You also finished your education in Kansas, so you need to make sure
they
know that.
I know. So, anyways, it's going to be in a smaller school district out towards West Kansas.
Well, I think you'll do good. You're always going for the challenge.
It doesn't bother me too much. I've got a lot of good stories to tell, and I think this is more of a storytelling type thing. So, yeah. All right. Well, I think it might be time for us to play a game.
What game are we
going to
play?
A game, you say. Well,
a game, you say?
Well, I think that we're going to play.
Well, I'm good at this one.
This time, I don't really have much here to say other than this is one of those ones where singers or actors with a stage name, I'm going to say their real name as best I can.
Thank you.
And you're going to try to identify who they are and if they are
dead or alive on August 2nd, 2024.
So you think you can do this, huh?
Yep.
Peter Gene Hernandez, dead or alive.
Can you give me a hint who he is?
Has a song about a grenade.
What song?
Is he dead or alive? Who is this?
I dropped a bomb on you.
That's the Gap Band. They're from Tulsa.
He's alive.
Bruno Mars is
alive. Cool.
Not dead yet.
Got that one right.
Here's one. Here's one you should know. David Robert Jones, dead or alive. David Robert Jones. What? That's the real name.
He's dead.
Hey, where the monkey?
Davy Jones, is he dead?
David Bowie is
dead.
Yep.
I said dead, right?
But I was trying to trick you. It's not Davy Jones. That's David Bowie's actual name is David Jones.
I used to like Davy Jones when I was a little girl.
But he was like, well, there's already a Davy Jones people know, so I can't go by that. So we have to distance that a little bit.
I think Davy Jones may still be alive.
No, he's not.
He's not? Okay.
Frances Ethel Gumm. Dead or alive?
What was the name again?
Frances Ethel Gumm. Now, I mean, come on, the middle name's Ethel. How many Ethels can there be running around, right?
Dead.
Judy Garland is
dead. I am doing really good at this.
Netta Lee Hirschlag. Who could this be, and are they dead or alive? I want you to kind of come up with a name here.
Sandra D.
is dead or alive?
Dead.
Natalie Portman is
alive. that her name?
Yeah.
Got that one wrong.
Natalia Nikolaevna Zakharenko.
It's probably like Nicole Kidman or something.
Nicole Kidman would be?
Alive.
Natalie Wood is?
Dead.
Yep, I don't think you did that good. What was your score?
Three right and two wrong.
All right, you got a quote for me?
I do. Okay, here you go. In the land of skunks, he who has a nose is king. I don't get that one.
Shoot.
But I like this guy.
Okay.
And so do you. And he is deceased. And he's a white boy.
George Carlin?
Nope.
Deceased, huh?
Yep.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Nope. One more guess.
Dead white guy.
You used to impersonate him in high school.
Chris Farley?
Yes.
I haven't heard him say that.
Yeah, when he was in high school, he did Chris Farley. You're going to end up down in the van down by the river.
Yeah, something like that.
You throw yourself down on the ground and everything. You do that pretty good. Well, bye-bye now.